from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Player of the game, brought to you by Spitzer Acura of McMurray, Mitch Keller. Mitch, I got to ask you, of all the outings that you've had, and I was just going over a few of your really good ones, just based on what we were seeing, and I'm curious as to what fans were seeing out there and what you were feeling, is if this was just your best start of the year, where you were able to do what you wanted to do when you wanted to do it.
Yeah, I think Joey and I had a good game plan going in, and just going back to the game plan, was just, fill it up, throw strikes, get ahead, put the pressure on, and then, that'll give us the room to do what we want with two strikes. And I think that really worked out tonight for our favor, and just kept them on the attack.
I mean, 0-2, I think, on 11 hitters. I mean, that's a pretty substantial amount, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't think I don't think I could do that again, even if I tried.
What was the elixir to be able to do something that is, quite frankly, video game-like?
Just throwing strikes. Just trying to fill it up, honestly. Not fearing contact, just trying not to fall behind. Honestly, as simple as that, is just throw strikes.
Mitch, do you ever go through some dead arm phases over the course of the year? And if, there's a little speed bump, is that what we can maybe attribute it to? And I'll point to the LA-San Diego starts. And was it just the wear and tear, the grind of what 162 can bring?
I think everybody just goes through something. I'm not saying that I was or not. It's just part of the season. I think you get like 5 starts, you're going to feel really good. 5 starts, you're going to feel terrible. And then the rest are kind of in between, where you kind of have to work with what you got. And hopefully those two or 5 of the bad ones. And this is one of the good ones, obviously. And you just keep going from there. You can't hang your head on previous starts, good or bad. You just got to keep going and just try to be consistent.
It's funny to listen to you talk now, because when we talked, over the course of the years, you've got like this sample size, this experience that you're drawing from. At the end of the day, is that more invaluable than anything else, that you can just, yourself, the season, how it's going to roll, and you can in turn roll with it all?
100%. Experience is huge. I don't think you really understand how much experience matters until you have some under your belt. Just to be able to slow the game down and Especially between starts, coming off two bad ones, it's really easy to fold and think poor me and just give up. But you just got to keep going. And that's one thing previous seasons have taught me is there's no giving up. There's no giving in. And you just got to keep going and put your best stuff out there every night.
Gotcha. The velo was down the last couple of starts, but everything seemed to return to normal. And I assume you just felt good, or did you feel better than you did the last couple of starts? Just physically, freshness, the whole nine yards, almost breath of fresh air kind of thing?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely felt a lot better today, just more in rhythm, more in sync with my delivery, and just felt like the ball was coming out a lot crisper, and off-speed stuff was moving pretty good. And and when I'm moving well, that's usually the effect of it is my the spin pitches and fastball and everything just kind of plays up a little bit more than when I'm not.
How much are you diving into the biomechanics and body movement, and what have you learned to that end?
Not really too much during season, but just really going more off of feel and. Okay. Just didn't feel like I was in my legs the last couple starts, and just that was the focus. Just getting back into using my lower half, and just honestly throwing strikes.
There you go, man. It's just a simple mentality. Well, these type of nights, and I'm not just talking about the final line. I'm talking about the strike rate, 0-2 counts. I mean, every pitch working. They even for the really, really elite ones, the Hall of Famers. I mean, they just don't come around this often. So I'm going to let you go ahead and enjoy a Texas-sized steak or something like that tonight. Because
yeah.
It's worth it, right? You have to go out tonight, and you have to indulge, right?
I don't really go out too much. I'm my homebody, so maybe someone will get me to go out.
I mean, just put the room service tab on somebody else's, okay?
There you go. I'll put it on Bednar.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Lord, no. Yeah, nobody would eat. He wouldn't even notice. Mitch, thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Mitch Keller joining us on our post-game show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.